The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Receiving the real Jesus. for those in the gospel. If this is among the Catholics, what about the others that deny that Jesus is present in the Eucharist and deny the words that we have heard very clear, not only today, but in some Sundays, we are meditating about the presence of Jesus as he told us very clearly. That means that the most part of the people are not obeying God. And what we can hope and wait for this word that the most part is denying God. Or maybe saying, I believe, but without demonstrating with the acts what they really believe. But we, Catholics, we have to be clear that if we don't approach the Lord and receive him, we are nothing. Not that we are bad Catholics, no, we are not Catholics. We are not Christians because we are denying the word of Jesus. And this kind of followers that say, I believe, but I don't obey. The Lord says, if you don't obey, you are not my follower. You are not going to salvation. And this is what we, who are a few, have to be clear and be happy. Because if we are obeying the Lord, we are really in the way path, the path to go with him forever. It's clear in these Gospels of these last Sundays, maybe one or two more Sundays, in the chapter 6 of the Gospel of John, an explanation of what after Jesus will do the day before of his martyrdom, his death on the cross. He prepared his disciples in the Last Supper, celebrating in advance the Pasch. In advance, this feast of the Jewish people who were reminding what the Lord take out his people from the slavery in Egypt. And there, with the 12 apostles, even with the traitor, he celebrated the Pasch and initiated a sacrament. The sacrament through whom, through which we are thanking the Lord for the salvation. The word of Jesus is very clear. Of course, difficult to understand. Because if you say, I am the living bread that come down from heaven, whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. When the Jewish that hear this gospel remind us what the Lord Jesus said in a synagogue in Capernaum. He was teaching, taking the prophet of the invitation to read the second reading in the synagogue, and after, those priests can also explain to the people. And he tried to get these opportunities in order to teach. Because he went every Saturday to a synagogue, as the most part of the Jewish people did. And there in the synagogue, there are many who are saying, what is this? This is a person that is wrong. Don't say like that. They not only don't understand, they didn't want to understand. Because it was so new for them. And the Lord says, very clear. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have life within you. That means that those people there didn't understand, maybe didn't really believe, but a group, yes, a group of followers of Jesus accept this without understanding. And we now, we don't understand, but we accept. Because we know that the Word of God through Jesus is the real truth. That he is given to us a way in order to be united with him. In order to be nourished in our souls. Every day we are desperate to eat. If we don't eat a day, we are really with a bad character. We need to eat every day. And not only once, sometimes we eat several times in the same day. And the Lord is accepting this because we need for our bodies to be nourished. But what about our soul? There are many people who don't think about the soul. They are living, but they never think that they have a soul. And this soul needs to be here. We are here today celebrating the Eucharist, and we know that we have a soul. And this is precisely that the Lord is giving himself for us in order to nourish our soul. This is what the Lord says. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This is what we want, to live forever. But if we want to live forever, we have to do what is needed in order to live forever. And the Lord is telling us that the way is to receive him, because he has invented this possibility when at the Last Supper he said, this is bread, no more. I change this in my body. This is wine, but no more. This is my blood. And this is what we do every time we come to the Mass, that means the Eucharist, celebrated with Jesus. He is repeating the same of the Last Supper. We are transforming the bread into his body and the wine into his blood. And he is offering to us. And we come and receive him.
This is something that we have to be careful, grateful to the Lord, because we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. We are sinners. But the Lord wants us to give us life, eternal life, if we obey, if we open our hearts to convert and to receive Him. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this is very serious. We are making, playing with the eternal life, not having in our hearts the importance of receiving Jesus. Today, when we receive Him, thank Him and ask Him that never we can